Okay.
Yeah, it's just under
Yay.
Zoom. Just in
Perfect, just in
case.
case. Perfect. I'm posting a thing to our patrons, y'all's.
I'm perfectly at peace with no one showing up.
Yeah, that would be.
Me at this Twitch stream, handshake meme, fucking me at every single party I've ever thrown.
Yeah, like you put all the work in and then you're like, if no one comes, wouldn't that be so nice?
Like I'm so okay. I'm coping so hard.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'm ready. I'm about to join, I think. Hold on.
Oh yeah.
Twitch.tv/IcedTeaPod.
I
Yeah,
can
I'm
log in
here.
from
You
my
see me? Am
private
I
as well.
here? I'm
Are
here.
you here? Welcome to the chat room. Yeah, you are. I'm gonna log in as well
And
from
that way we'll have so many
two
viewers.
whole viewers. Oh, I
Yay.
am logged in. Sick. Yeah, there you go. That's two whole viewers
I love it. Should I blur my
who
background
are
too? I feel like
us.
an exhibitionist now. You guys can see all of my things, like my empty walls and my TV table and my laundry basket, all my precious belongings.
I think your setup is really cute.
Thank
My like really
you.
nice wall of art is above my desk, so no one can see it.
Yeah, the I've got like a cool like avant-garde like mirrors thing happening. I'm looking at it though. It's behind my computer, so it's not really
Oh.
helping anyone here. But yeah, I am so excited to be here. Welcome to our first stream, Netta.
Oh my God, thank you for having me. This
I
is
act as
exciting.
though
I
I say
realize
this
no
as
one else
though,
is here,
no,
but
that's fine because people will watch it later. It's cool. And so I'm like, this is totally fine. I'm so excited to be doing the stream. I'm talking to you as though you just showed up and we haven't been like white knuckle, like sweating, trying to set the stream up for like an hour through like several different sources because it's weirdly hard to stream like a Zoom call. Like it would be fine if it was just one person, but to get two person split screen on Twitch is weirdly hard. I don't know why.
What if by next month we figure it out and we have one of those cute like little setups with like a whole Twitch streamer thing with like a
Like an
layout and an
overlay.
overlay and yeah, all of that.
I could maybe do that if I can maybe do that from my other computer if I'm smart and I set up my other computer next time instead of my beautiful MacBook, which I love and I rely on, and if it ever dies on me, I don't know what I will do, but I my PC might work better for that. So we'll see. But
Yeah,
the
that makes sense.
Shall we talk about our decision to like do like bonus live streams?
Yeah. Well, we just wanted to have a more direct communication with the people and to really get to hang out because usually when we do Patreon stuff, it's honestly just a hangout and I always kind of feel like we're in kind of a casual chat with people. So I think that's where the idea was born was we just kind of wanted to be more directly connected with the people so they can see how long I take to actually form a thought.
Yeah, you guys can see all of the like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, this is just something that occurred to me. Are we allowed to swear on Twitch or are we going to get in trouble? Is there a button
I
we can
think
check
we
so that
can.
we can swear? I think we're unlisted, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah, no, I
Or
think
that's
we're
the other thing is
fine.
Patreon. I'm like, no, it's fine probably. Okay. I don't plan to swear a lot, but things slip out. I just want to make
Sometimes it
sure.
just happens. No, I think
It does.
we're
And it's funny
fine.
because
The other thing
I
I do
think
want to say before we do this is I have the worst head cold of my life.
I'm
So
so
I sound
sorry.
garbage and my brain is not working. But we're here. We're here and we're doing it.
Oh my God, wait, give me one second. Ready? This is
I'm giving
Do I
you all the
sound better now? I
seconds
put on my
in the
good mic on
world.
the Zoom call. Do I sound better now?
Oh, you do?
Look at that. Look at that. We're learning in real time how to be
Yeah, sick.
streamers. This is great.
The future is now.
The future
Yeah.
is me. I was gonna say, based on the feedback we get, people probably think that I have like an unbelievably foul mouth all the time that I can't control. Oh yeah, my cat is here too. This is Cake, everybody. She's really in a
Hi,
lot.
Cake.
She's been very playful today. I don't know. She might be running in and out of frame, but people would think I have an unbelievably foul mouth in a way that I can't control it. And it's hilarious because I work with kids for a living in my day job, and like I've never had an issue of like accidentally swearing in front of a child. Like I'm very good at turning it off. I just choose to not when it is for fun
Yeah,
and talking about
same.
skating.
Yeah, same. I'm actually quite polite most of the time.
Yeah, you are. And to the point of like live streaming, the other piece of it is, yeah, I think it's part of it is like content-wise. I think we've been leaning towards a really casual thing for Patreon, and it almost feels silly to be like, let us just have this like really silly kind of stream style chat and then like professionally edit it and put it out as like a podcast. I'm sitting there editing it like, is this, I'm just talking about chicken fingers for 45 minutes. Is
Yeah.
this like, you know, and you know, and from like a post-production point of view, like it's a lot of work to then say it's basically a whole nother podcast, and it
Yeah.
the scheduling of it is fine. Like Netta and I will always get together and chat. It's the thing that was like clogging it up in the pipeline and making it difficult to do regularly was the post-production. And so we figured
Yeah.
if we did something that was like chill, casual, and didn't require a lot of,
Unedited, raw.
unedited, raw, like just straight out of our domes, then we could actually just like more efficiently get it to y'all.
And
So,
that enables us to do like games and stuff in the future as well, because we've done that in the past and I enjoy it. And there's no reason for me to not make you play Vampire Therapist for
yeah,
Patreon.
I would love to play Vampire Therapist.
Vampire Therapist is the greatest game of all time. I'm obsessed
Do
with
you
it.
have
It's
to
so good.
do you have to have therapy? Like, is it like simulated therapy?
Yeah, well, no, you're a vampire, you're a cowboy vampire, and you're a therapist. And the other vampires come to you with their vampire problems, and you have to therapize them. And it's great.
I contain multitudes. I'm a vampire and a cowboy and a therapist.
Yeah.
That's wild. You know who's not a vampire?
No. Oh my God. Yes, I
Ilya
do. Fucking
Melanin.
Ilya
Ilya Melanin
Melin
is
is
not Ilya
not
Melanin. Sorry, I'm
a
saying it the wrong way.
vampire.
Ilya Melanin is not a vampire. He's not. No one say he is because he's not.
Which I have questions. I know the it is very cunty, right? Like we all know that. Sorry, Twitch. We all know that it's gorgeous. We're doing the fucking everyone's been doing it, bedazzled blood. If he's not a vampire, where is the blood coming from? Is my question.
I mean, I'm not a vampire and I bleed. So I feel like that's not, you
Yeah,
know what
but
I'm
like
saying?
yeah.
Is it his own blood?
Don't walk around like doing a full of stat. Like, I don't know. I have questions. We all know I'm hard on him, right? I will continue to have questions. I will continue to have questions. That's where I'm at.
I would have to listen more closely to the lyrics of the song too, because all
I
I
do
heard
like
was
that
I'm
part
not
of
a
him.
vampire. It is a cool program. I think it's, yeah, it's, it, you know, as far as blood
Apologies
costumes
for
go,
the furious typing. I'm pulling up the lyrics.
okay, because I feel like it could be a denial thing. Maybe, oh, maybe. What if Ilya Melanin needs to go to vampire therapy because Melanin, sorry, first thing he's gonna talk about in therapy is this bitch Megan won't stop pronouncing my name wrong. She's dumb. Second thing is gonna be, I'm not a vampire, and then the vampire therapist has to be like, actually, you're in major denial and you need to accept who you are.
Oh my God, what if this is my backdoor for a reason to play Vampire Therapist on the internet?
It has to be.
This is just a song about being sad. is what it seems like. I'm hosting my annual emo drag night next Saturday, this time next week. And it's going to be a lot of this. It's going to be a lot of let's think about falling in reverse lyrics and about vampires.
Yeah. So I was almost like, it's funny that we like went right to Ilio, right? Because I was sitting here like, what things could come up on this stream and what do I want to say? And what, like, I was like, it's the season
It's
has
almost like it's
already,
our fucking sixth year of doing this.
yikes and a half. I am like, I don't know what to say about Ilia this early in the season because I know that in the Worlds episode, I was very like, yeah, I get it. I get it now. Like, I was very like Danny DeVito in It's Always Sunny watching Max Gay dance. Like, I get it now. And I now am like not sure I'm still in that place. I think I
I think
remember.
you were excited because you had witnessed it.
Yeah. And I think I got it to an extent. And like, I think that I don't know, whatever. It's early in the season and I kind of get frustrated in general when anybody is like, oh, this program sucks. Oh, this person clearly hates their program. Oh, this program blows. And it's like, it's literally not even Grand Prix yet.
Yeah.
Like, they just learned it. Cut them some slack, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't, I, so do I feel this incredible excitement, energy, and connection to this program with him? No, I don't really feel that from basically anyone. I will say, do I think he's getting overscored on PCS? Yes,
Oh God,
obviously.
yeah.
And my like incredibly hot take here, which I feel like you know what it's
We're
going to
so
be.
fucking back.
We're so fucking back. Just like jumping right in. My hot take is almost every criticism of Ilya being overscored that I see is like, also in the same breath, this always happens, US men's figure skating Nathan Chen. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I agree that maybe Nathan was overscored sometimes. I don't think it was to a degree that changed outcomes that often.
No.
I think
No,
that's
like
where the difference
I
lies
feel
for
like
me.
yeah, I feel like Kilia's branding is working too well, and he's gaslit everyone into thinking he is the first man to show up and do a shit ton of quads
He is the first
and
man to do a
win
quad axel.
things.
Like, we can't take that away from him.
Well, yeah. That, but regardless of how I feel about the quad axel, it's not actually that much more in terms of points.
Right.
And we can't pretend that Nathan was not doing those huge programs with a shit ton of quads in them to rewrite the history of like, oh, no one's done it before Ilia. Like, I feel like the whole quad god thing is perhaps rewriting history a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. And I just don't like it. I think it's arrogant in a way that doesn't work for me. But it's fine. The kids can do whatever they want. It's just I'm not about to buy his jersey, is what I'm saying. He has jerseys. Did you see that he has jerseys as merch?
That's hysterical. I think that's so
Yeah,
funny.
they're
Like,
like
I would
hockey
not buy one, but
jerseys.
that's funny.
They're like hockey jerseys and they say quad god. And I'm like, this is like the most like no homo figure skating merch that I've seen.
Sorry, the phrase no homo figure skating merch is bad. It is cursed in a way that needs to go on your list. I don't if you watchers are unaware, Netta keeps a list of the worst, most cursed things everyone says every year. And
Yeah.
me,
And then
that
I
goes
make
on
a
there.
quiz at the end of the year to like vote on the worst phrase. What did I say? No homo figure skating merch?
Yeah, the worst
Okay.
part for me of reading the year in review on those is that I always know like at least half of them came from me, but I can never remember exactly what I said and didn't say. So it's always like
I
a
used to last year I kept like mild context, like I would write down where it was said or something. I'm not doing that anymore. The phrases exist entirely out of context. There's just I'm just going to read one at random from this year's list, and it's going to be R.I.P. Fantine. You would have loved second wave feminism. That's where I'm at.
Oh my God. So yeah, for me, I think that what we're seeing with Ilya reminds me mostly of like when we would get really inflated PCS with the little Atari girls, like last Olympic cycle, where it's like, yeah, they are doing tech stuff that is crazy, right? But like, what is that? Why are we then making up PCS to give them to? Like, PCS is not a place where you just go off of vibes and like feelings.
Also, and this is my other hot take, because I've seen it. I did not watch the women's free skate at Nebelhorn today because I was busy taking a nap because I'm sick. But I logged onto Twitter.com, which is no longer that, but I logged onto the Hell site, and everyone is up in arms about PCS inflation, which you can feel your feelings. You can think whatever you want to think. My hot take is that the first couple of events of the season, regardless of how well trained the judges are and all of that, there is also a tiny bit of excitement that goes into the scoring. And everyone's like, hell yeah, we're so fucking back. Let me give everyone like nines. Because it's exciting after a full summer of not seeing elite senior level figure skating. It's fun to see it back. And again, regardless of how we feel about them, judges are people. They're human beings who exist in their context, et cetera, et cetera. And that makes them prone to maybe kind of in a little human excited way, bumping things up a tiny bit. That's
Yeah, I
my
think.
really human take on, like a very compassionate take on judging or something.
Yeah, I think the other couple things to consider here are like one, like Jackie Wong was talking about this a little bit on the Twitter-ish site, whenever that was, like a week ago or something. And it was basically that the profile of the challenger events, which are essentially like B competitions, like the profile and like the how big of a deal is this-ness of it has elevated kind of random-ishly slash like for no real reason other than like really big name skaters started using it as practice more, and it used to be like they wouldn't, and then the more of them sign up for these events, the more they feel compelled to like put the stream behind a paywall. Or, you know,
25 fucking euro for a live stream. I'd never,
no.
I'm sorry, but no,
That's outrageous. Like,
it's.
even for like worlds, like, come on, that's stupid.
If you have that 25 euro donated to the fucking Palestine Children's Relief Fund or some shit, like you don't need to be spending 25 euro on like a single camera, no tag box live stream. Like it's stupid.
Because people are doing God's work and clipping
That's
really
where I'm at.
beautiful, like, clips of the programs you want to see. And there's, you know, the person who does the QQ thing, that is great. The Chinese stream that you can usually find. You are, for me, you are frozen. But I don't know, maybe that's not, maybe
The
I'm
goats. We'll
frozen.
see. No, we're good. We're
You're
here.
good? Okay.
Hello.
Okay. Hello. So anyway, all this to say that like I think that it seems like these things to fans, it seems like these scores matter a lot, and it's like, well, it's challenger.
No. Yeah, it's a. Oh my God. R.I.P. Tashi, you would have loved Nebelhorn. I don't know. What if challengers, but it's figure skating?
I think that the first time I saw challengers, I literally put, I think this was on my private Twitter, but I think I wrote like, this is so low stakes. It's like if this was occurring at like Nebelhorn, I think is what I said.
I mean, that's the whole point of the movie,
Yeah.
is that a real big name signs up to a random fucking event? event, and suddenly the random fucking event is really important. Oh my God. Oh
Here you
my
go.
God. I solved it.
Me, 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 me. That was me trying to, this is me trying to do a Trent Reznor soundtrack for this. Me, 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 me,
It's
me, me,
great.
me, 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 me. Thank you.
Why
Thank
do
you.
we not? Well, I was going to say, why do we not have challengers programs in like Ice Dance or something? But it's V-Synchro. You have to have three skaters for it.
I actually was thinking about that too. This is a thought I've had because I am who I am as a person. I have th had this thought that it would be really, really funny at an ice show to get like an ice dancer and like a male single skater and have like the three of them do challengers. I think that would be I like I don't think you could compete it, but I think it would be a really fun gala.
No, I think it could be very funny, and Trent Reznor music fucking bangs, and I think it would be
Yeah, I listen to that soundtrack
very
all the
good.
time. I'm not gonna lie, it's really good.
Me too. It's entered my rotation of music I listen to when I'm running, because when I'm running, I don't like music with words because it distracts me, and it's usually the Avengers 2012 soundtrack. That's been my running music for the past 12 years because it starts real slow, and then like 7 minutes in, you have the Avengers theme, and you can like really ramp up and like pick up your pace, and it's perfect. But Trent Reznor did me beautiful sports music, so now I have that as well in my rotation. It's
So
great.
good.
Everyone should listen
Yeah.
to movie music while you're running. It's or like doing whatever sports you do. It's real good.
Yeah, and I think
I also just like working to write Trent Reznor music. I used to write all of my college papers to the Social Network soundtrack because it's written in a way that makes you wired in and like really focuses you up on writing like a silly little paper about experimental theater.
Yeah. I think too, I don't know, the other thing, like to what you were saying about the like score inflation or whatever. Am I frozen for you? You're frozen for me. I wonder what's happening on the stream.
No.
I don't know. Okay, we're
Oh
good.
no,
Sorry.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay. So the thing you were saying about score inflation, I absolutely think is true in terms of like early events. And I will never forget when they changed the scoring system after the 2018 Olympics, and so all of a sudden, like everything was a world record for a while.
Yeah.
And like the world record for the short program for the longest time was Alina Zagitova's first challenger event. And then it was like that went unbroken for like almost the whole season. I think it was just hilarious because I think she got like a
Yeah.
75, which at the time for a short was like, oh my God, that's so high. And now it's like, yeah,
Yeah.
okay. To a certain extent, yes, score inflation is
Yeah.
real. Like 75 is still really good, but it's not the world record anymore. But it's not as like it makes sense to me that the most recent Olympic gold medalist at her first like small time event in the new scoring system would have set that record because of course the judges would
Yeah.
have been like, yes, tens across the board, like, you
Yeah.
know. So I think it's just important to remember that too.
I just don't think we should care about scores until we get into the Grand Prix series. I mean, obviously we care about scores, obviously, for the skaters who are at those events, they use this as like a jumping off point. Every single person that they've interviewed at Lombardia, Nebelhorn has been like, oh yeah, this was great because it was my first time doing this, like this program, and I know where I need to go from here. Like every single interview has been something to that effect. So obviously it's very important for them. I do not think we should be fighting on the internet about it just yet because it's so
Yeah.
early in the season. Like, calm down, guys. We have to survive until April. Like, I can't be. I caught myself typing a very passionate opinion in August, and I was like, I cannot. I'm too old for this.
Know, I feel the same. It feels like an unusually hostile fan
Yeah.
environment for this early in the season. Like it's like people are riled up immediately.
Do you think
And
it's because we didn't really have an off season because most of us were following the Summer Olympics? and we're just like in sports mode.
Maybe my theory also is that I think that we are now at a point where a significant portion of fans probably have never seen a full ISU season where Russia was allowed to compete. And I tweeted about this, but I feel like there's a certain level of like perspective that you have if you survived being a fan during like the last cycle where Russia was allowed to
Some of us have
compete.
been here for 20
Well, exactly. And that's the thing is that like
years.
there's it's even,
That's
I
so
mean,
tired.
there's people who go back to 6.0, there's people who have been here forever, but even just as recently as, you know, like the last couple of seasons with the Atari girls and everything, like you just sort of learn to like dissociate from the scores, and you learn that at a certain point, like it just is what it is, and if you can't base your whole enjoyment of the sport around it.
Yeah, and also you don't. I understand that we like it when our faves win, and that's extremely valid. However, you don't need an ISU judge to tell you that the skater you like is good. You can stan someone who's never landed a triple in their fucking life, and if they speak to you and you enjoy their skating, that's fine. I feel like there's so many people who need to see their fave at like the very, very top of the results list that if whichever skater ends up in like sixth, they're like, burn the whole sport down. And it's like, no, you can still stand. Like that's allowed. No one's gonna tell you anything about it.
Yeah, I don't really get personally, I don't really get the being upset over like I mean, okay, yeah, sometimes, but like for the most part, I'm not the world's most competitive person anyway, but so I don't know. I mean, like I understand that leads to the enjoyment of the sport for some people, like that's part of it, and I don't want to take that away from people, like the being angry and the like whatever, like that's part of it for them, and that's fine. But if it's not fun for you, you don't have to let it get to you.
I mean, I am currently a huge pacifist because I'm sick and I just want to lie down. But yesterday, I was saying things like I will be causing an international incident by watching the men's free skate. So, you win some and you lose some, but I do think it's very important to remember that what you get out of the sport and the final results. Obviously, it's great when your favorites win. My God. As someone who's been stanning Kaori since she was like consistently in sixth and seventh place because there was a bunch of 14-year-olds on drugs. It's great to see your fave succeed and become a three-time consecutive world champion. However, I stan her just as hard now as I did when it was like, well, it's great that she's here. And we all know that's where it ends, because fucking I was gonna come up with a made-up Russian name and it was gonna sound xenophobic, so I'm not gonna do that. But I'm Slavic, I get to do that, whatever.
Yeah, I think
You know what I'm saying?
I
I'm
absolutely do.
delirious right
Yes. No, I completely get what
now.
you're saying. And I think that the goodness, what was I gonna say? Oh, I think that so I've watched part of the JGP this year. And I can't commit to watching all of it because there's so effing many of them. There's so many children. And like I'm so glad they all get to be there, but I can't, it's like that's a full-time job to watch all of every JGP. Are you kidding me? That seriously, like I don't even have that intent. Like I don't have to be at my office very often, and I still don't have time to watch all of it. So I don't understand.
Yeah,
But
it's a lot.
it's a lot. But I was watching it. I love the Ted Mark commentary. And I mean, I think Ted is really passionate about junior skating. Like he always says, it's like his favorite thing to cover. And Mark had some, I don't know. I think he just has like a good perspective on where the fandom is and everything. And he, for better or for worse,
My
and
online king.
yeah, and he's what he says a lot is like when you know what? Okay, this is what I'm trying to say badly, but he said so well, is that he's very good at spotting a skater who, despite not being like medal contender, is immediately stannable in a way that people are just immediately going to fall in love with
Yeah.
because they have like perfect edges, or they're very expressive, or they're very like just whatever it is about them. And the word he uses is like memorable. He'll be like, this is what makes a skater memorable. This is what makes a
Yeah.
skater, somebody that people love all over the world. And he speaks about that quality as just as important as being a medalist or being a champion. And that's really a good way of putting it, because I think that everybody kind of knows that to be true. And that's like the difference between being your faves and being like the
Yeah.
winner,
I mean,
right?
think about like Dennis, right? As
Exactly, yeah.
people who again have been followed, I've followed Dennis since his junior days, and we all remember the yellow pants in his like early senior days. And now he's like an undeniable force, and he's so good, and he's like this whole beautiful, poised, balletic man. And we have stand since he was like this dorky little child, because there's always just been something, which is not to say that you need to be like born with the X factor or like whatever. But there are many skaters, like think about like Donovan. There are so many skaters who win you over before the tech comes, before the experience starts mounting up, so that they can be the kind of competitor who doesn't get distracted by, a fall or a shaky short or whatever. I think it's just important to remember that. And the other thing I've been seeing in the women's field, like with Elise right now, who I'm obsessed with her. She's so wonderful. We all know I'm a slut for American skating. It just speaks to me. She's so wonderful. But I've been seeing so much like immediate, like people who are like, I just don't get it, or people who have to compare this person who's like shooting up early in the season to everyone else they like. And it's like we get into the like decimal points of the whichever component. And I need everyone to remember that we're talking about teenagers. And like, please, like, calm down. Like, yes, they are international athletes. Also, they're kids. Fucking chill out. That's where I'm at is. I don't know why the fandom recently has been so like malicious and aggressive. Like, I feel like we've gotten so like stan culture-y that we don't let ourselves enjoy the sport.
Yeah. And I
Not
think
to be
so. I have
like
a
being online
no,
ruins
but
everything, but like,
no, because we're like very online. But I have theories.
yeah.
What do I do if I
I contacted the college and they ignored me.
They ignored me. You know what's funny? A sidebar is that I love that meme, but also one time a woman stopped me at this will mean nothing to anybody but Yunetta, but I was parked at Creepy House. And this woman
Oh,
stopped,
God.
yeah, and she stopped me and got out of her car and told me basically that she had theories, but the college was ignoring her, that Sarah Lawrence was ignoring her. And I felt really bad because I
Oh,
was
my
like,
God.
I think something's wrong with her and I don't know how to help her, but
No.
I felt bad. But it was crazy because that happened to me. Like somebody actually said to me, like, what do I do if I have theories and they're ignoring that? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. I just park here illegally. But I don't want to pay for parking, so I just park at this person's house because no one seems to live there. That's all I know.
Yeah.
So anyway, my theories include that the fandom is always in a perpetual state of like youngness and
Yeah.
newness, because there's always new young fans coming in, which is awesome. And that's what we want for this sport, right? But
Yes,
like,
we love it.
also, you can just tell a lot of these people are like maybe 15 or 16, you know? And there's nothing wrong with being 15 or 16. It's a great thing to be if that's what you are. But also, like, you maybe don't have all of the information or experience to have an opinion that is going to be as nuanced as like me. And so if I see that and I don't know how old you are, I'm like, wow, this person sucks. And then I'm like, oh no, it's a kid. It's true of everywhere on the internet, but like, I think
I
it's
will
very true
also
in our
say,
fandom.
yes. I don't know why I briefly became Stefan there for a sec,
This
but
sport
I was
has
like,
everything.
yes. This sport does have everything. It
It
has
does.
vampires, it has not a vampire, it
His
has fucking the tequila song is being used in ice dance. It's a whole thing. No, what I was gonna say is the other side of that same coin. Older folks on the internet, like us, I used to fight
Yeah.
about Bell Benagusto on discussion forums 20 years ago when I was 12. The older ones among us, you gotta remember that some of those people are kids. You don't need to defend your faves every time to everyone on the internet. You don't need to enter the discourse every single time. Sometimes it's a 14-year-old who has opinions and access to the internet. Just like let them be. Just let them be.
And I think,
Just let them be.
too,
Two Olympic cycles from now, you're gonna look back and be like, oh my God, I said all of that on the internet. And that's gonna be fine.
yeah, like I think that there's also a piece of it where that is occurring. Like I think that people who like cooler heads prevail by keeping them away from the arguments, and thus the people who have the more like moderate opinions probably outnumber the extremists
Oh,
like
yeah.
a lot, but we're just not getting in those fights. And so if all you see because of like
I
the
mean, that's true of
algorithms,
every fandom every time all
exactly.
over the internet.
And also
As
true.
a fandom veteran,
Right, yeah.
that's always it.
And I'm also really,
But
I would honestly, there was a part of me that was like, I should go back to grad school and or get another master's and study this. And then I came to my senses, thank God. But I'm really fascinated by context collapse
wait, no,
as,
let's go back to grad school.
I mean,
What if we go back to the same grad school?
and we just do it again.
Yeah, or like just do a different thing, but both of us do it again. Like in the same location.
I think what I just want is to live in a walkable city where someone's paying me to do stuff I like more than
Yeah.
actually going to school. But
Come to Sofia.
I'll come visit. But
Everyone move to Sofia.
everyone with Sophia,
Come
why
to
not?
Sofia. We have an ice rink and I'm here. It's great.
But what I mean to say is the thing that fascinates me is context collapse, specifically as social media platforms, the algorithms are evolving so rapidly and changing and changing and changing and changing in ways that we're not even privy to. And so you literally never know like what someone's there, like you never know what audience someone thinks they're reaching. And that is like a huge part of
Yeah.
the tone of their post. And so, like, for example, if you were to tweet like, I'm gonna cause an international incident if blah 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 blah, I know you very well. And I know that that's
Yeah.
like a Netta-ism for I'm being over the top on purpose because it's funny and I feel a way, but I'm not actually gonna do anything and I don't have like real
Yeah, I'm
significant
not about to
weight.
actually do terrorism.
Right, exactly. But if I didn't know you, I would be like, wow, people are really going over the top about this because I would have no idea. And I think that a lot of what I
Yeah.
see and I receive a certain way as like, oh my God, this person's being such a jerk. I'm like, maybe they don't think anyone can see it besides their three friends, and their three friends get their sense of humor, you know?
It's that, and also you can never tell how someone's algorithm, like what they're seeing from other
Yes.
people. Like you can't know what they're responding to. You can't know what they're walls are oversaturated with. And the thing about like the current Twitter algorithm or X algorithm is it's really, really quick. For example, I liked one tweet about a lizard that interrupted Formula One. And now for a full day, my entire like For You suggestions page has just been Formula One, like fan cams. I don't know those men. I don't go there, but it's like so that if I, as a complete nobody with zero context for this sport, for this fandom, were to react and be like, LOL, I think so and so driver is a piece of shit because I saw him in this one fan cam and I don't like his haircut. I'm sure someone would take it very personally because that's their sport and that's their fandom and that's where they live. And I'm out here because of a lizard. So you never know. What I'm trying to say is you never know.
No, and it's true, and I think that we nowhere do we see that more than with like the Olympics, because we're
Yeah.
all tourists at the Olympics, right? And
Oh
like,
my God, yeah, and it's my
and I
favorite
love it,
thing.
and I love it. But it's so interesting because I'm watching every single event at the Summer Olympics, like including gymnastics,
Yeah.
which I love, but I'm a 4-year fan and like a fake fan and I only watch the
Yeah.
Olympics. The thing about it is that I'm sitting here like I have these opinions, right? And no matter how informed or not informed they are, I'm not in the trenches with the people who are there
Yeah.
all year the way I am with skating. And so I can't help thinking in the back of my head, like, is this thing I'm saying stupid? Is this something everyone says? Is this something that like everybody knows is like something you shouldn't say? And like, not in a way that's preventing me from enjoying it,
Yeah.
but just you always know that there's like, even when we first started this podcast, we were on a different tier of like outsiderness. And like
Yeah.
than we are now, because we've, you know, actually like met people who are
And
competing
like
and
people, for some insane reason, you guys, people like trust our opinions, which like thank you, but also it is a different kind of responsibility. Like, and especially because we exist in the context, et cetera, et cetera. It's so hard. I'm not like fucking PC culture is ruining everything. Like, no. But it's so hard to just be like, oh my God, I love this
Meta
program and
hates the woke
slaps because
mind
someone's
virus
gonna be
confirmed.
yeah, you can't enjoy figure skating anymore because of woke. No, it's the thing where I'm like, sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, I love this program, this bangs. And then some 15-year-old in replies is going to be like, do you know that in August of 2019, this figure skater liked a tweet from so and so, and therefore, and it's like, no, I don't. I have a full-time
Yeah.
job.
Yeah, and that's
Like,
part of why I
which
think.
is not to, like, I'm not an apologist. Like, some of those people are pieces of shit. Like, let's
Yeah.
not, like, there's people who are genuinely bad. And then there's teenagers with access to the internet. Like, you
Yeah.
know, even
And
now saying this, I'm like, oh, I'm out here with my whole face. You can like screen cap me
yeah.
and like be like, Netta from the Iced Tea Pod is fucking problematic because they said so and so. Like, I don't know, man.
But I think that to that point too, like it may, I don't know. We have a show that is ultimately pretty silly. And I think that
Yeah.
we think about a lot, like what's the tone? You know what I mean? Like we're always like super thoughful about it and aware of it and always talking about it
And it
behind the
has,
scenes.
like, I mean, obviously, okay, watch me do the thing. This is a comedy show. However, in the 6 years since we've been making it, there has been a gigantic fucking war and an ongoing genocide. And sometimes you have to think about that. And sometimes you, and a global
I was going to say the
pandemic and a
pandemic.
bunch of other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, I think we've gotten better at it, but you have to be mindful, very demure, et cetera, of the tone shift. Because sometimes, and we've had to do this over and over again with abuse allegations, with war, with pandemic shit, with all kinds of like terrible problematic bullshit with like kids who are on drugs, where we have to like crack jokes about like LOL, what if William Lennon is a vampire? However, genocide is bad. Like, we have to keep doing that
Yeah.
because we're so, again, mindful that we want to be on the right side of what we presume, what we perceive and believe is the right side of history, in this whole thing, because my God, context is important, nuance is important, etc. And it's hard
Yeah,
not to say you can't do comedy anymore because the li life is bad. Life's always been like the world is complex all the time, but like, you know.
I do know. And I think that it's interesting to think about, like, we have always been really clear that we're a fan podcast, and we've had really cool
Yes.
opportunities as a fan podcast to, like, actually talk to skaters, to go to events, to, like, be involved with some amazing people. But I also feel that as a fan podcast, like, I want to be really clear, like, this comes as a surprise to nobody. I don't know all the information. I'm not a perfect computer repository on scoring. There's always stuff happening that I'm not aware of. Like, I'm always finding out a lot of stuff from listeners and from everybody. And especially now that I'm, working a different job now. I mean, when I was just like doing this full time, and just having no money and living with my mom, it was like a little easier, but it was more difficult financially. So, you win some, you lose some. But I think you know what's weird for me? I don't know why we're doing like podcaster therapy because no one else is here. But what's weird for me is that it feels self-indulgent and pretentious to indulge in even talking about like my platform or like what do I have a responsibility to say as like a public
Does
figure. But then like you have to but you feel so separated from the people who are like granting you that platform by giving you attention because they're just
yeah.
numbers, they're statistics on a screen that we see, and it doesn't feel real. And I'm bad at
Yeah.
picturing amounts of numbers anyway. If I see that we got, X amount of listeners on an episode, I can't like picture that many people in my head.
I always
And it feels
imagine
fake.
a high school theater. I always like.
I try to picture like an auditorium or something, but yeah, so it feels like fake, and it feels like
It does feel kind of it does feel kind of self-indulgent to, start our comedy podcast with a disclaimer about world peace. However, if we didn't, there would always be one person who would be like, "Why are you to white femme people on the internet saying words and not acknowledging the this and the this and the this?" And for better or worse, we are aware of that. And also, it's important. I don't know. I, as our listeners know, and as obviously you know, I am a drag artist. I've been doing many, many shows this summer. And anytime I've been given a microphone, it would be 4 o'clock at the gay bar. Everyone's fucking rat summering it up, if you know what I mean. Shall we do a little, et cetera. If I'm given a microphone, I will be screaming about Palestine. I will be screaming about Congo. I will be doing all of that because I've been given a microphone and because there is always one person in the back of the room who's like, fuck yeah. And I don't think I deserve like a pat on the back for that. I think that's a bare fucking minimum of what we can do when there's like two people listening to us.
Yeah,
There's like the
that's a
whole
good point.
thing of, I saw like a take on the internet, which was really fun, which was like how social media has kind of like ruined us for numbers. Because if you get like 10 likes on your Instagram post, it's like, oh my God, just 10 people like this, like whatever. It's a flop. But if 10 people stopped you on the street in one day to be like, oh my God, you look so good, you would be like, I'm the queen of the fucking world.
Yeah,
Like 10 people is so many people.
and if what's
Oh my
so
God,
what's a good
cake.
number? I know. And it's like, so what's a good number? Like 100? If 100 people stop you on the street, you would be like going into witness protection. So
Or whatever Stephen Sondheim said.
yeah, something
Another
like that.
100 people or
Yeah.
something? I
There
don't
could be a
know.
hundred people in
I
a
don't.
room, 99 people in a room. I don't know. I
Oh
didn't
my
see that movie.
God.
Yes,
You
and
don't need to.
I don't know why
Stop.
this live stream has turned into like such like a meta commentary, but I love doing this show, and I love like I think that's
Oh
part
my
of what
God. Us, two experimentalists, doing meta commentary?
I know, but
Wow.
it's fun to
Shocking.
talk about. I think that's part of why we wanted to do live stream stuff because like regardless of whether every time it's just the two of us and then like later people will watch or whether eventually we get people to come and like go in the
Yeah.
chats, like it's more of a direct connection to people, and I think that that makes it
I'm so
real.
sorry.
What are you laughing at?
No, you said we get people to come, and I just went,
Oh,
because I'm 5 years old.
because cum has a couple of meanings and one of them's
Yeah.
dirty. Okay, cool.
Yeah. It was completely instinctual. Again, I'm not doing well in the head.
That's fine.
Oh.
Oh man. But anyway, I think the other option is like really getting into the nitty-gritty of skating programs we've seen. And I didn't really want to do that today because I haven't seen enough. And I know that we
Yeah.
will, like, I don't want to go into specifics of Ilya's choreography or Kaori's choreography or something right now because we're going to see it again
I
in
kind
a
of, yeah,
larger
that's why I
scale.
kind of try not to commentate too much on the Challenger series, because that's part of my Christmas when the Grand Prix series starts, is I like having the first couple of events be the main episodes where we talk about the dresses and the blouses and the music cuts, and then and have the second half of the Grand Prix season, when we've already seen most of those programs once or twice or several times because of challengers, be about the tiny little details in the choreo.
Yeah,
And,
as they settle
you
into
know,
it
he
more
did
too.
this one thing better this time co compared to 2 weeks ago in Calgary or like whatever the fuck. And this early on, I'm just here for the vibes. I'm just, you know, dipping my toes in.
Just enjoying that
Did you
skating is
see
back and that you can go home from work on it
the
Thursday or Friday
lady?
and be
I know
like,
that's like a meme from like fucking like 2 months ago, but the lady who explains how to acclimate, have you seen her? It's a beautiful woman in a lake, and she talks about how to get into cold water, and she goes, "You gotta acclimate. Acclimate." And she just like acclimates her different limbs, and then she's like, "Count me off." And someone like counts like 3, 2, 1, and she just like goes into the water, and it's so fucking funny.
that is really
It's great.
funny.
But that's what I'm doing, is I'm
Yeah,
acclimating,
we're
and I'm
acclimating.
acclimating.
We're acclimating.
Yeah.
I was sort of, yeah, I feel like I was sort of acclimating by like microdosing the JGP whenever I could. And it's in a sport where drugs have been given to minors. Should I have picked a different way to phrase that? Yes. But
You're an adult.
that's true. If I'm the one, yeah. So anywho, I really like the level of like
And
introspection that.
also not a skater.
Yeah, that's true. I want to make are we synced back up? I think we were out of sync for a second. Yes, okay, we're good.
Oh, we're good.
What was I gonna say? Oh, that this is the wonderful things that you get in a live stream where I just go like no, but what I was gonna say is that I really love the level of introspection from like Ted and Mark, and I love the way that they talk about sort of coaching like young skaters and the relationship and like with the coach and the way that the different approaches that the coach takes, because like I see a lot of commonality between that and like what I do as a music teacher, and I don't know, it hits me in the I don't want to say in the feels because I don't like that word, but it hits me in the feelings and strikes me as very insightful to see it acknowledged that different coaches have different approaches, and they really
Yeah.
tailor the good ones really tailor what they're doing to the skater and what the skater responds to. And there are skaters who really thrive under like a harsher environment. And in my experience, and I can say this as somebody who at times has thrived under that, and also who has had students who have thrived under that, it's not coming from a place of like they want to be yelled at. It's coming from a place of like, to them, that's like a level of taking them seriously. I know for me, like, I wouldn't
Yeah.
really like the kind, fluffy coaches at times if I was at a place where, and I say coaches, and I guess teachers in my experience, but I think sometimes kind, fluffy instruction is not ideal if you know that you're at a point where you are really good and you need to be held to a high standard. Sometimes holding somebody to a high standard that they
Yeah.
can reach looks from the outside like, oh, that coach is mean or something. And I think that that like Mark and Ted are good at giving nuanced commentary, like insight into that, if you're not familiar with that
I
relationship
love
on either end of
nuance.
it. Yeah, we love nuance.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like we're heading towards kind of finishing this up because we're pushing an hour. Can I tell you an experience that I had yesterday? I found a stream, don't worry about it, and I tuned in to watch the last couple of caters in the men's area. That commentator, people have been very, very cool and like translated what he's been saying because he, again, really insightful, really enthusiastic, all of that. My experience with that, last time I was in a German class was in 2006. I do not speak German. I barely understand German. Yesterday, I had an experience, and walk with me here. It was like when Buck on 911 gets hit by lightning and suddenly can do math. I was watching this live stream and I could understand every single word this man was saying in German, which I do not speak.
Maybe he
And I
had the
was literally
exact same
there.
accent as your teacher or something.
I have no idea. Yeah, I was talking to my roommate because he speaks German fluently. And I was talking to him today. And I was like, honestly, this commentator might have just had like a very nice pronunciation and everything. But, and for a second, I was like, maybe I'm just like fucking delusional and I'm just kind of inferring from context. But then I saw one of the translations of one of the things he was saying, like about like Dennis being a balletic, beautiful angel. And it was word for word what I had gathered.
You
And
got
I
hit by
don't know if I
lightning?
had a micro stroke and I speak German now, but it happened to me and I was genuinely kind of concerned. I was kind of like, this, I should not be understanding this and I'm understanding it. It was bizarre.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I have not been struck by lightning.
Maybe long COVID has finally done something nice for you.
Oh
Like
my God, can you
statistically, it
imagine?
had to have some kind of nice thing at some point, right? It would be really
Yeah,
funny if long COVID
three 3 years into it, I learned German.
But it would be really funny if
I
everyone
don't
with
know, man.
long COVID, just exactly 3 years into it, just learns German specifically.
Just like wakes up one day, it's like, das ist die Benchmark.
Das ist die Benchmark.
Oh.
I think that's
There
a
was,
wrap. No, it's not.
yeah,
You have more to say.
that
Go.
is, no. It was whatever I texted you yesterday that the guy was saying something similar to Das ist die Benchmark. Oh yeah, he was like, ein absoluten Highlight. That's my new one is ein absoluten
Absolute
Highlight.
and highlight. Well, listen, patrons, this has been an
Listen,
absolute and
this has
highlight.
been ein absoluter Highlight.
We hope that you think so too as you watch the playback. We will post that soon. And yeah, hopefully we can get even more organized and well-versed in streaming and get this going as a monthly tradition. And I guess by next month we'll have Grand Prix events to talk about, which is
Holy
amazing.
shit. Yeah,
Yeah.
all of our bonus commentary, all of our faves who are off podium and all of that is going to be on the stream. So that's going to be fun and exciting. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. This has been so much fun with the delirium and everything. You know the drill. Donate to a cause that you like. Say hi in the comments. Free Palestine, all of that. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for being here. We love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. How do we stop this stream?
You're driving the bus,
I
I think.
genuinely.
Hello?